Okay, today is Daf Dalet. We are on Daf Gil and Beveiz of Masechta Shabbos. We are, I'm not sure exactly where we are, but we're going to go to the... Okay, that's one, two, three, four, five lines from the bottom. So, just to remind ourselves, there was a kasha. The kasha was that there was a stira. There were two brisos. One brisa said that if somebody's... hand was full of peros, and he took it outside, he took his hand full of peros from Rishus HaYachid outside, or the other way around, doesn't make a difference, from one Rishus to another Rishus, one Brayis has said he is Chayiv, it's Osir to do that, I'm sorry, Osir to do that, right? Tani Chad, the Osir Lahachzira, the Tani Idich Mutal Lahachzira. You can't return your hand, you got to leave your hand there, and the other Brayis said it's Mutal to return your hand. Okay? And we had a whole bunch of answers. What that means? What does that mean? You have to leave your hand there the whole Shabbos? One Brayis said, yes, it's also to remove your hand. And one Brayis said, it's mutter to remove your hand.
Doesn't nobody have enough?
What?
Sticks his hand down.
You stuck your hand into another Rishus.
Right.
Holding an item.
Right. So now I was
about to hand you the item.
Correct.
Oh, wait a minute, it's Shabbos.
Right.
Says one brisa, you got to leave your hand there the whole Shabbos.
He didn't do an anocha.
I understand. And one brisa, no, you can bring your hand back. So we said, well, one brisa has, well, what's going on here? So we gave two answers already. One answer was, maybe your hand's a carmelis, and you're allowed to remove a carmelis from a carmelis to a rishos, another rishos on Shabbos. That was one answer. One answer was, shogig and mezid. Right? That was one answer. Now let's go.
We didn't pass anything.
We're not passing anything here.
No, but that's how...
Right? Where are we up to? V'ibay seima. Edi v'edi b'shogig. Both shogig. You both did it by mistake. V'hacha b'knoso shogig otu mezid kamiflagi. There's a machlokas. Do we go there shogig otu mezid? In other words, if you did it b'shogig, we would let you take it back. A mistake. I was going to hand him something. Oh my goodness, a Shabbos. It's good. Take your hand back. But if amazing, we're going to make a knas on you, make you leave your hand there. Now the question is, no. It was always b'shogig. Are we kones shogig otu mezid? Mar savar konso. The first one says, yes, we are. Therefore, even if you did a b'shogig, you got to leave your hand there otu mezid. Umar savar shogig otu mezid. I'm sorry. Mar savar konso shogig otu mezid. Umar savar lo konso shogig otu mezid. That's another way to explain the stira between the two brises. Next answer. V'boy seimo, another answer. Lo lam lo kansu. Really, there is no knas. There's no knas. For lo kasha, there's no kasha. Kan lo se chatzer. When you can bring your hand back, it's to the same chatzer. Kan lo chatzer acheres. When can't you bring your hand back? When it was to another chatzer. Exactly. That's why you can bring your hand back. That's exactly the point. In other words, I wanted to put the item from my chatzer into that chatzer.
Right, okay.
Right? And I...
Put it in a different chatzer?
No. And then I realized, oh my goodness, it's Shabbos. I can't do that.
Okay.
So can I bring my hand back to the original chatzer that I was in? Absolutely.
Sure.
You didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Can I put it somewhere else? No. That you can't do. That's all the Bryce meant to say.
Right.
You can't put it somewhere else. You know why?
It's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. It's the opposite. Keep on listening. What?
The bottom line is he's still putting it down someplace.
Yeah, look at Tosa says, V'asir lahachzira diktani, lo lahachzira etz lo ka'amar. I just want to put it next to you. El lahachzira lachatzir acharis. You want to leave it somewhere else.
But you're still moving it from one chatzir to another.
I understand. Kin debayim inei rav amir of Nachman. Ha'isiyad demalei peros. Your hand was full of apples. V'otzir lachutz. And now you put your hand outside whatever rishus you're in. Ma'o lahachzira lo'os lachatzir. Can you bring it back to the same chatzir you're in? Amalei mutter. Of course you can. L'chatzir acheres? What about another chatzir? Ma, what's the story? Amalei aser. Of course not. Aser. Maishna, what's the difference? Lo techel, l'chitechel ale kur de milcha. You go bring me some salt, I'll give you the answer. I don't know why he said that. Hasam, in the same chatzir, lo es avida machshavto. You didn't do what you wanted to do. I wanted to move the apples from my chatzir to your chatzir. Halfway through I realized, oh my goodness, it's Shabbos. Can I bring my hand back to my original chatzir?
or not?
Of course you can. You know why? You didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything. You're right.
You didn't do anything. I didn't do what I wanted. However, hacha, but if I drop it in someone else's chatzar, it's avida machshavta. I did what I wanted to do. So of course it's asur. That's how you explain the stira. Rashi says, right? The first skinny line. Kishin is chavin lifnosa mechatzazu lo neskaima. I want to put it in that other chatzar. It's not what I wanted to do. Hilchot therefore lo gazer. It's not gzera. Aval lechatzar acheres, but in another chatzar, neskaima machshavto. Exactly what I wanted. Vigozer dilma zimna achriti shari lehu rishas rabim. If we allow that, maybe 11 will come to rishas rabim. Some gzera. You can't do it. Right, exactly. So if I got my intention, then it's not what I want. That's a problem on Shabbos. That would make it zero. But if it's going back into my own house, of course I could do it.
So going back to the original question,
yeah,
that means that the two answers are, they're not even talking about the same case.
Correct. Correct. Exactly. That's exactly the point. That's the best way to answer a stira. The two brides are talking about two different things. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Now, Gufa, we said yesterday, we're going to spend the Amud Aleph on this. Boy Rav Bibi Barabaya. Rabbi Baba had a shayla. He'd big pas b'tanur. If somebody attaches bread to the tanur, he tiru lo l'rdosa kodem shiyovel l'dei chiyav chatos o lo hitiru. Did we allow him to remove it before it comes to a chiyav chatos or not? Okay?
When does it become to a chiyav chatos?
When it bakes.
Okay.
So somebody puts, now, if somebody attaches bread to the oven, someone puts bread into an oven. Now,
dough into an oven.
Now, in the times of the Gemara, removing dough from an oven was a whole malacha. And it's asur midrabanan to do that.
Okay?
It's asur midrabanan to remove, it wasn't just Tom opening the rack and taking the, it wasn't like that. It was a whole procedure, and it's called a chachma, and it was asur on Shabbos to do that.
Yeah, because he slapped it on the side of the oven.
Right. It was asur to do that. So, but if I don't do that, I'm going to be over the isur daraisa of baking on Shabbos.
Right.
So do you allow me to do a smaller Aveira to save me from a bigger Aveira? That's the question. Right? Hitiru lo l'rdosa, do you allow him to take the bread out? Kodim shiyavu l'chiv chatos, before it's come to a chiv chatos.
What's the connection between this and carrying?
Olo hitiru, or not. No, there's no connection at all. We
moved on.
No. Yesterday we said that we're gonna make the guy keep his hand the whole Shabbos, and if he put it out during Friday, then he drops it. You know anything wrong?
Right.
Because there's no akira on Shabbos. But if it's on Shabbos, we're gonna make him keep his hand in the whole Shabbos. You know what's gonna happen? He's gonna drop it.
Drop it. Right.
So I can't. This is ridiculous. I can't be there for 24 hours with my hand sticking out the window. It's crazy. I'm gonna drop the apple. I'll go back in the house. So we're
just finished up that case.
One second. And then the Gemara said, wait a minute. So we're gonna make a gzira, and the guy's going to be over in Issa Daraisa, and we don't care? We should tell him, bring your hand in. So be over the Issa Darabonan of Carmelis and not the Issa Daraisa of carrying.
Right.
And we don't say that. We don't say that. So what do you see from that? That we don't say do a smaller Aveira, not to do a bigger one. We don't say that. That's what we said yesterday. Now we can delve into that. Is that really true? We don't say that? We really don't say that? So, and then we rejected it. There's a long Rashi here at the bottom of the page that Rav Bibi's question is not resolved. Because we rejected that one. Right?
We rejected what?
That the reason why we gave an Ibai Tema was, that's what Rashi says. We gave an Ibai Tema because we didn't resolve that question. We didn't resolve that question about Rav Bibi. Whether or not we'd gladly do that. So we have four other answers because we don't want to resolve that question. Because how do we resolve the question? By saying that we said Adrab is just opposite, the Gzera should be the other way, right? So that's all yesterday. So we don't want to say that, Gzera. We don't want to say that because we're not answer Rav Bibi's question. Now we're going to deal with the Bibi's question. Do you let you do a smaller Aveira, not to do a bigger one? Okay? Says Tosvos. One second. Doesn't make any sense. Okay. So I forgot it was Shabbos, right? And I started to bake. Then my wife says, "What are you doing? It's Shabbos." Oh, I totally forgot. Oh, if I don't take the bread off, I'm going to be chatur in the korban chatos.
Right.
Or let's say I did it b'mezid and I want to do tshuva. So, the Chacham said I'm not allowed to do it. I'm not allowed to take the bread off because I'm not allowed to do a smaller avera to save myself from doing a bigger avera. Who's going to listen to the Chacham? What kind of gzeira is that? Who's going to listen to them? Says Torah, look at this Torah says. Im Tomar, my boy Hizu, im Hitiru Lodosa, Pshita Shalo Yishmalanu. They're not going to listen to the Chachamim. Nobody in the right mind is going to listen to the Chachamim. What's my choices? Either I get Skila or I get over this is the Rabbanon? I'll be over this is the Rabbanon. Who's going to listen to who's going to listen? Yet Torah's question? What kind of theory is that? If you put the bread of Bemezid, or even for Bishogi, and now you want to take it off, you can't take it off. Why not? Because you're not allowed to do a smaller Avera, do a bigger Avera. Who's going to listen to that? Nobody in the right mind will listen to that. What kind of clear is that? You hear that question? Such an interesting question, right?
Nobody's going to listen because you could be high skilled.
Exactly. So I'm going to go over Issa Rabbanon? Big deal. What do I care? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that at the expense of Issa Doraisa. That's crazy. What kind of clear is that? Think about the case. I put the oven, bed the bread in. Then where I says, oh, by the way, you shouldn't. Oh my goodness, I can't take it out. The Rabbanon said, I'll let him. Who doesn't do that? Who'd listen to that? What kind of example is that? So Tosfos gives an unbelievable answer. Tosfos answers that, listen to this answer. If I want to take the bread out, and he brings a raya, I wasn't sure of the raya, he brings a raya from some of the Pesachim. If I want to bring the bread out, and the Chacham said, don't do it, I'm considered an ones, and I'm not going to get skila. I want to take the bread out now. I want to do tshuva, it's not going to be a shogig, I want to take the dab bake yet, I can still take it out, I'm dying to do it. The Chacham said, don't do it. Once the Chacham said, don't do it, I'm off the hook now.
So it's an ones.
That's what he says. In the back, the Tosfos explaining, Tosfos said it's an ones. Here, we can read the words inside. It's two lines. Tiritz Riva. Dim lo hitiru. If we don't allow you to do this, lo mischayev skila. You're not going to be chayev skila. If we don't allow you to do it, you're still not going to be chayev skila. Why not? Kivan shemeniach milarados. Since you let it sit there, al yaday, masha anu osrim lo, because we aser it, it's like an ones. And Tosfos brings a raya, v'chem b'tzachim, b'tzof perakot isha, orel hazav, v'izemel, hamidim b'divreim, all these people that are lacking some reason why they can't bring a carbon pesach. Right? B'makom kares, ama lo machayev kares. In other words, the guy wants to get a bris milah. Maybe his avadim don't have a bris milah, so he can't bring a carbon pesach. So, with the knife? The knife is in a carmelis. So go bring the knife. But it's a carmelis, not a carry. 1 minute. I'm not going to be over, this is the Rabbanon, and I'm going to get skaris? Because I'm not going to eat the carbon Pesach? That's crazy also. What kind of example is that? The answer is no, you're not going to get skaris. Don't worry about it. You're not going to get skaris. Why? Because you're an onis. Right? Hold, Rabbanon hu dasiri lei leneved Pesach. The Rabbanon said, don't do it like this.
At what point does it become an onus?
It becomes an onus when the rabbis are not preventing you from stopping yourself. You don't want to do the aver anymore. You don't want to bake the bread on Shabbos. But you can't take the bread off because the rabbi said no. So what do you do? What's the story? It's an onus. I would take off the bread. So I'm over in this Rabbanon. What do I care? But the rabbi said not to do it. It's an onus. You're not going to be over the Doraisa either. It's an unbelievable chiddush.
You're never going to be a chayiv skila because anybody who goes here, a guy decides to put his bread in the oven on purpose, but makes it. Adam comes, say, well, you're not allowed to do that. And he goes, oh, I wanted to take it out, but I can't. So now nobody.
That's also his next question. He says, and every time, every hasra is a hasra safek. Right? I'll warn you, don't do that. And then you'll go ahead and take the bread off. So it's hasra safek. So Tosfos says, that's not Hasra Safik. That's Hasra Zvadai. Hasra Safik means, he gives one very complicated case, I don't understand it even, with Shiluch HaKan, don't remove the bird, and then the bird has a broken wing. I don't understand that case. Then he gives another simple case. A guy makes a Shavua, I'm not going to eat bread A if I eat bread B. Or I'll eat bread B if I eat bread A. Or I'll eat bread B if I don't eat, all these crazy cases. And what happens if you do it? Now you have to eat the other one now. Right? If I don't eat this one, then I'll eat that one. So, by the way, it's Hasra Safek, because you have to do two steps. So you never know if you can do the second step. Right? That's Hasra Safek. You can't have Hasra Safek. By the way, you're not allowed to break bed on Shabbos. You break bed on Shabbos, you're over the Isser. That's all. But there's no Safek here. Right? There's no Safek here. There's a Machlokes Achronim. Listen to this one. What if it's 5 seconds before Shabbos is over, and somebody puts bread in the oven? Bemezid. Are they over an Isser or not?
It couldn't have possibly been baked on Shabbos.
That's a machlokas achronim. Same case is 5 seconds before Shabbos, the guy goes outside, puts a seed in the ground, puts it on the ground. Are you over an Isser right down that spot, that second, for planting? Nothing took root. Nothing happened. But I did the act of planting. Same thing with the bread. Put the bread into the oven. Nothing happens. Nothing happens the first few seconds. If I write a letter, I write two letters. I wrote two letters. Some malachas, they take a little time for them to get going. Right? Doesn't happen instantaneously. I sewed two stitches. I sewed. I carried. Here, it takes a few minutes. No. So what's the story? It's a machlokas rishonim. Machlokas achronim about that. Okay, fine. So, there's all to understand the question of what's going on over here. Can I remove the bread or not? Amalei Rav Acha bar Abaye LeRavina, Hechi Dami. What's the case? Ilem b'shogeg. If you did it b'shogeg, v'lo idkar le, and you don't remember that you even did it, you don't even know you did it b'shogeg. So Laman Hitiru, who's being martyred here? Who's martyred here? Why? What not? Who's being martyred here? Right? Well, why can't it be on people that watched it? Why can't it be on other people? People that watched it, right? I'm watching you do it. So you're a shogeg. Because we're going to learn in a second. In order to be a shogeg, you have to know it's Shabbos, then forget, then remember. So here, you don't even know it's Shabbos. So otherwise you wouldn't have done it, l'chor, right? So what about me? Why can't I'm watching you. I stop you. By the way, what are you doing? It's Shabbos. So the Ramban said, it says, Hitiru lo, meaning only the guy, not an onlooker. They'll allow the hadar of Idgar. Then he remembered. Mi mechayev, the guy chayev in that case. Vot nan kol chayev echatos einoch yavin elad sheitichilos on shigaga, v'sofa shigaga. Right, has to begin to end. El b'mezid, it's b'mezid. So kadam shiyavo l'day isr skilu b'alei. It should have said you take it off before you got the skila. It's b'mezid, not chatos. Right. So amar v'shila l'ola b'shogeg. Really, it's talking about b'shogeg. Ulaman hitiru, who's mutter? Lachirim. Someone else. Someone else can take it off. You can't take it off. Maskefla Rav Sheshes. For ki'om la adam chete, we tell you to sin, k'deshi yiske chavercha, so he won't sin? I can do an avera to stop you from a bigger avera? Is that true? I can take off the bread to stop you from an isra skila? There's such a concept in Gemara like that? In halacha like that? There's no such thing. There's no such thing at all. Tosfos says, no such thing? What about, didn't we learn a few, not that long ago, where they got him to a shul, to only 9 people, and he did an aveira, he freed his eved, for the mitzvah of davening with a minyan. So that's Tosfos' answer. His answer is, for a rabbim it's different. For a rabbim it's different. For a minyan it's different. That's a whole minyan. But to do an aveira, a small aveira, or even any avera, to prevent somebody else doing a bigger avera, no such thing.
If the person put the bread into the oven, the mazin,
right?
Chayav skila, right?
Correct.
Why isn't pikuach nefesh?
What?
It's
a good question. It's a good question. Because he's gonna do an avera, right? It's a good
you're
question.
Do an avera, but it's pikuach nefesh.
Right. So Tosa says another question. Tosa says another answer. He says, he brings the case, look at the top, look at the third, the fourth toss, v'chi omrim lo. Fodamar b'chol ma'arvin, Rebbe Savar, nichale of l'chaver, le'evet yisura kalila. It's better for a chaver to do a small avera, the avera of, let's say, not separating truma that's connected to each other, v'lo le'evet ama'arvet yisura rabba. And the ama'arvet shouldn't do a bigger iser of eating tevel. So I'll separate the truma for him, but you're not supposed to separate it when it's not here. That's a small avera. Tevel's a big avera. So you see, he's doing a small avera to save the guy from doing a bigger avera. And Tosfos answers, no. You told him to do it. You it's your fault. You told him, Hasam over there, to kadesh lo yochel amar it's tevel al yado de amar le malei lach kachak losol te'enim mite'enim. You go fill up my basket. So you told him to do it. You told him to do it. Then you got to bear some responsibility. Do a small avera to prevent him from doing the bigger. You told your fault, right? Then he brings the case of the mitzvah rabbah. He gives another answer. What's the other answer? I forgot. Oh, here the issur has already been done. I might be able to do a small avera to prevent you from doing an avera. That maybe I could do, says Tosfos. I could do a small avera to prevent you from doing a bigger avera. But to do an avera, you already did the avera. You already did the maisa. Now I want to do an Avera to stop you from doing a bigger, that the Maisa should turn into an Avera? I don't have to do that. You hear? In the case of the I did a small Avera of separating Truma to prevent you from doing the bigger Avera of eating Tevel. Right? I separated Truma in an improper way to save you from the bigger Avera of eating Tevel. No one did a Maisa yet. Here, you already did a Maisa. Or you put the oven, you already put the bread into the oven. Now I should do a small Avera to prevent you from doing a bigger Avera and no such thing.
It's not analogous to the case of the Minyan either, because in the case of the Minyan, you're not doing
right.
It doesn't line up. Here you're doing. The guy started to do an avera, and you're stopping him from doing an avera. In the case of the minion, the freeing the eved is to do a mitzvah.
Correct. It's the same idea, because he says you can free an eved, an eved that's half free and half slave. You free it so it has someone who to marry. Because if it's half eved and half slave free, it can't marry anybody. So you have to free it, which you're not supposed to do, so that you can marry somebody. Again, mitzvah rab. Puruvu is a mitzvah rab. It's a big mitzvah, and will allow you to do a small aveira that he could do a big mitzvah.
Right.
So the same idea, same concept.
But here the idea is you're saving just somebody from an aveira. There's no mitzvah component at all.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't line up.
Uh-huh.
In one case you're stopping. In one case you're doing an aveira to do a mitzvah, and here you're doing an aveira to keep somebody from doing a bigger aveira.
Right here. And the last answer the Tosfos gives is you all, this is similar to what we're saying about the mitzvah, we only say it if you're not negligent. Why are you putting the bread into the oven? Why are you putting bread into the oven? What do you do that for? I should do an aveira because of you? That's ridiculous. Where would I do it? So Tosa says, let's say a guy's tummy, which is not his fault. He's tummy. And now the only time he's going to become tummy is Erev Pesach. So the halacha normally is, you're not allowed to bring anything after the Karban Tarban Shalbein Arbayim, except for the Karban Pesach, and your Karbanos to become tar. So that's an Avera. That's okay. Let the Kahanim do the Avera, but we're going to let you eat Karban Pesach. And it's not his fault. It's not his fault. Someone passed away. He was sitting in the room watching TV, and all of a sudden someone died. He became Tomei. What do you want for the guy? Right?
The problem is that all of those is a mitzvah attached to it. Here, it's not.
That's exactly what Josh was saying.
It doesn't make
right?
sense.
So we'll let you do the smaller Avera to be able to enable a bigger mitzvah. Then there's no Pshia. Here, what are you putting the bread into the oven for? Even if it's b'shogig, but don't call it Shabbos. I mean, well, I don't understand. Not a tinch and nishba, right? You didn't know anything. You know better than that. Because remember, don't forget. You bake the. Can you imagine a guy baked the bread on Shabbos? Whoever does it, yeah, back them, turn lights on. Okay, fine. Regilas things we do. To do a non-regilas thing on Shabbos, what kind of excuse is that? Therefore, we're not going to allow it. That's how we end off. We don't allow it. You're not allowed to do a small avera, so someone else can be saved from a bigger avera, unless you have Tosfos four answers.
There's no nafkamina whether the guy started the action.
That's one of the answers. He did a Maisa.
No.
He did a Maisa.
Meaning, there's no difference if he started it for Shogi or started it for Maisa.
Doesn't seem to be.
Shabbos, I put it in there. So listen, say
so that. So Tosfos calls that a Pshia. Tosfos calls that a Pshia. You're Pshia. You should have been more careful. He calls it that.
You say that about anybody who doesn't
understand. So maybe you can find cases that no longer this Tosfos be Ion. What would it be if it wasn't Pshia? Right? Maybe you can find some story about that.
Somebody did something by
Shogi,
he's not responsible for it anyway.
Right. So I say again?
You don't have to do something on Avera for somebody else to do it by Shogi, because he didn't. What's his punishment for it?
Right, exactly. He didn't do anything wrong anyway. Right? You're right. Okay. Good. Where are we up to? We're up to. We don't do that. We don't allow you to do something for someone else. Eli, you're right. Amar Vashi la'olam b'mezid. It was b'mezid. V'ema kodem shavah le'isr skila. And say it before it doesn't isr skila. That's a different story. Right? Ravacha b'reder rava masni la'behedya. Amar vi rabaya. Hidbik pas b'taner. Hitiru lo'olur doza. Kodem shavah le'isr skila. For isr skila, we'll do it. So maybe we'll do it, and you have to go over that sugya. Okay. Now, back to Masechta Shabbos. We couldn't avoid it all day. Back to Masechta Shabbos. Parshat Ani is Yado. We said if the Ani sticks his hand out into the other Rishus and puts it into the Baal Rishus, Baal buys his hand, he is Chayev. Right? Ani is Chayev. He did an Akira and a Hanacha, Moti Rishus L'Rishus. Am I Chayev? V'abayinu Akira v'Hanacha mi'al gabi makam dalet al dalet. You require something, makam dalet al dalet, v'leka. A hand is on dalet al dalet. Who made up the rule you need a dalet al dalet? 4x4 tvachim? Who made up that rule? Says Rashi. Look at this complicated Rashi. Makam Dal David. Da Havi Chashiv. Lemhevi Hanachaso. It has to be something chashuv to put it down in. Right? Hanacha v'akira sar akira. In order for akira and hanacha, it's got to be in a makam chashuv. V'yado lav makam dalet hu. It's not a makam dalet. V'ktarni lo l'masnithin, ben akira, ben hanacha. V'ktarni nosin l'toch yado shalbala bayis, hare hanacha. O shenotel mitocha, hare akira. Hanacha and akira, what does Rashi say? Makam chashuv. Says the Ramban. I'm sorry. This is the Tosos I was telling you about on the first day. Look at the Tosos Habba'ina, it's two lines. Habba'ina Nakir Vanacham El Makam Dalad. Tosos says, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, De'ein Regilus Lahaniyah Chefetz Pachos Midalad. Nobody does that. Nobody puts things in things that are less than 4x4 Tvachim. Nobody does that. You hear that, what Tosos just said? Nobody does that. V'chein Hayim Mistama B'Mishkan. That's what's in the Mishkan. V'od Amari, Dal Yete Ish Bimkomo, when it says in Parshas Peshalach, don't go get them on. Mashma de koinami achefetz. It's going on the container. On the pitcher. Kolomar, mimkomo shel chefetz. From the place of the chefetz, meaning, don't take the chefetz out into the public. De darshinan be'erivin, dal yetze means al yotzi. Al yotzi means don't go out. We read it al yotzi, don't carry something out. Afagafte pshite de kura koya mimkomo shel adam, even though normally it's talking about the pasha, pasha, psa, the pasha means. It's talking about the person, don't go out of the tchum. The Hainu Dal Ramos, meaning don't go out of the chum, we call makom, mash manami makom achefetz, vein makom chashuv pachos midalad. There's no makom chashuv less than dalad.
The pasuk doesn't say that again.
I know. Says the Ramban, there's no makar for this.
Exactly.
What's Rashi Tosfos doing? Trying to catch out a makar. There's no makar for this. It's just, he calls it a, it's just a Kabbalah, where we have a tradition, it has to be makom al-dalad, it's not a svara, it's not a pasuk, it's not a mishnah, it's not a brisa, it's nothing.
So if you have a space that's less than dalad al-dalad, you're not over.
That's what the Gemara is asking, because a hand is less than dalad al-dalad. So how can it be over? It has to be dalad al-dalad. We're going to answer at the end, when we get to the end of the sugya, a hand is considered dalad al-dalad. That's chashu. That's what we're going to answer. But till we get to that, we have four other answers. Okay? So first of all, Amar Rabba. Answer number one, Hamani. Who is this Mishnah? Who is that Mishnah going like? Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Lo Beira Makom Arba Laba. You don't need such a thing. No such thing. Ditnan, because you have a Mishnah later in the Masechta. Hazorik Mirshus Hayachid Lirshus Hayachid. It's not I throw from my backyard to your backyard. We live on different sides of the street, right? So I throw across the avenue. Rishus Rabban Beemsa. There's Rishus Rabban in the middle. Rabbi Akiva Mechayev V'Cham Pochen. Rabbi Akiva says, Yechayev? The Chacham says, Yepater. What are you Chayev for?
Hotzah.
What?
Hotzah.
Rabbi Akiva Savar, Yechayev for Hotzah?
Why not? You're throwing it from one Rishus to another.
Yeah, but you're allowed to go from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid.
You're allowed to walk there.
So Rabbi Akiva Savar, listen to this. Amrina, we say, Kluta Kimi Kehuncha Damya. Kluta means that it's caught in the air. So when I throw something in the air, freeze frame every moment, and every moment it's stopping and starting. So I've gone from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and then from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah.
So you're saying there was a Anach in the middle.
Anach in the middle, and then another Akira again. I mean, it should be Chayev twice. Okay, Yechayev. You hear that?
I mean, yeah, you're right. You Chayev twice now.
Therefore, you can't. So on other days, we're going to pick and choose with this, and again in a few minutes, we're going to pick and choose with this. But says Rabbi Akiva, if you're Chayev, obviously it didn't rest anywhere. So you don't need it to rest. And a makam dalad al-dalad. It didn't rest anywhere. It's flying through the air. At 80 miles an hour. You're a pitcher. 80 miles an hour the ball's going. Doesn't make a difference. We freeze frame it. And it stops and starts and starts and stops. But the point is, it didn't rest anywhere. Says Rabbi Akiva, that's okay. To be Chayev, it's okay. To be Chayev, it's okay. You don't need a makam dalad al-dalad.
It doesn't matter how high it's really.
What? We're going to get to that. That's what he holds.
That's what Kluta means?
Yeah. Kluta means caught. Kluta means Kluta. Can we show it? Stopping, it's as if it's resting. It's a funny concept. That's what he holds.
Don't we have a concept that if you're walking and carrying something on Shabbos, you stop?
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that later in the week. It's a similar idea.
So in other case, you could look, it'd be like a secretion.
What do you mean?
If you throw it, it's for sure going to be hitting the ground eventually.
Therefore?
It means that an area that's...
No, because there's no Minatora, there's nothing wrong with going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. it's a gzeira, you might mix up that which is the Zeshus HaRab.
Right.
But the Minotaur, there's nothing wrong with it. What about the Zeshus HaRab in the middle now? So if you added a wrinkle, says Rabbi Akiva, oh, now you have a problem. Why? Kluta. Rabbanan Safri, law read a Kluta Kibishu Chedam. We don't say such a thing. There's no such thing. It's a kind of made up thing as that. And therefore, you would not be Chayiv. Right? Right? It never rested in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So you putter. It went from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, Bin Rabbanan shouldn't do that because you're going to mix up Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbims. Right? But Min HaTorah didn't do anything wrong. It went from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I flew over the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So what? It didn't rest there. So if you keep it, it's Ke'ilu it rested. It's like a halachic resting. Remember, do you mean to say, the Pshita Leila Rabba, the Rabba held the Kluta Kemisha Hunchadamya? Rabba asked, there's no Makam Dalad al Dalad. How could he be Chayef? And Rabba answered, no, Aaron Shekhoz could be a Kibu. It doesn't hold from that halacha. Because you see from Kluta, it doesn't hold from halacha about resting. So is that true? Ubetoch Asara Pligi? Mr. Shefrin, and they're arguing whether or not this is within 10 tefachim of the ground, because it's over 10 tefachim from the ground, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right? Rashi reminds us. The Ilu, top Rashi, the Ilu Lamaila Meyud, if it's above 10 tefachim, Lav Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Hu, not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim anymore. Ela Avir Mokom Petur Hu, that's a Mokom Petur. Vafilu Kluta Lech, you don't even have Kluta. There's nothing, you have nothing. Right? So, Vahami Baye Baye Le Rabbim. Rabbi had a question about this issue. He told me Rabbi's just so cavalier. Ah, the halacha is, it will hold up for me Akiva. Rabbi was struggling with this issue. The Bai Rabbi, Lamata Measara Pligi, only below 10 they're arguing. Ubaha Pligi. And then what they're arguing about. The Rabbi Akiva says, Kluta Kimisha Huncha Damya. Rabbi Akiva says, Kluta Kimisha Huncha. I was waiting for someone to ask me the following question. Why didn't anyone ask me? But what if you throw something within four tefachim in the street? Here we're going from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rosh Hashanah Be'emta. What if I throw something to you in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? It's Maver Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. According to Rabbi Akiva, you should be putter. Why? Because you freeze frame. It never went anywhere. It never had, right? It always had an Akira and a Hanacha. So it never went four Amos. Because it stops and starts and stops and starts.
That's what I'm asking you. I don't know where you're getting that start and stop. That's not what Kluta means.
What does it mean?
Now,
a din of it being in Rosh Hashanah. No, has a din of Hanacha. Has a din of Hanacha. So that's what it has. Has a din of Hanacha. Kluta Kemisha Huncha. That's the Kluta means it stops as if it's resting. Now, it didn't stop. No, but we freeze frame it. That's the only way you can. That's the Pashim Shad of what it means. The Lundus of what this means, I don't know. So the Ramban asks, one second, that if you throw something in the street, you should never be Chayef, according to Rabbi Akiva. Because it's Kluta. It never stops. It stops. So whenever it stops and starts and stops and starts, and everyone four Amos in a row. So the Ramban answers, no, we only say Kluta to be Machmer, not to be Makel. You hear this? It's only to be Machmer on you, not to be Makel on you. So the fact that you throw it into the street, we don't say Kluta. We only say it when it's going from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. And there's Rosh Hashanah in the middle, then we'll say, oh, it stopped in the Rosh Hashanah, boom, you're Chayiv. Starts up again, stops again, starts again. So it rested in Rosh Hashanah. You're Chayiv for that. You transfer from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. You might be Chayiv again. Going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that might be. That's when them Kluta applies. But in the public square, when you throw it four Amos, you should be putter, because Kluta stops it from going four Amos in one shot. Says Ramban, no, we don't say Kluta to be Makel, only to be Machmer.
You can't say Kluta unless you're going from one Rosh Hashanah to another.
Why?
It makes sense. There's no concept of something being Kailan, just saying that there's Anocha. If you're in one Rosh Hashanah, you're already here the whole time.
If Kluta means, we're going to imaginary story that something that is moving, we view it as if it stops, and therefore it rests. What's the difference if it's going from one Rosh Hashanah over Rosh Hashanah or in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? What's the difference? Because Ramban, it's a big difference. We only say Kluta l'machmir, not to be Makel. Make sense?
No, well, you have to make work.
Well, either it works as a concept, or it doesn't.
Right.
Or you're just saying, we do that to punish you.
Tosfos is another answer. Tosfos says, this might be what you're trying to say. Rabbi Akiva has to agree that there's such a thing called Maver Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He has to agree to that. The Torah said it. The Gemara, Akiva can't argue on the Torah. So the Torah says such a thing as Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. How is Rabbi Akiva going to say Yechayev if he holds him Kluta? It must be. He doesn't hold from it in this case. He can't hold from it. Otherwise, how could he be chayev? Only if he's carrying it. What if he's throwing it? There's no difference throwing, carrying. So, whatever answer you want to give, it's the better question is going to be better than the answer.
Do we say that there's no difference between carrying and throwing?
Yeah, we do say that. In this kind of situation, we're going to say you don't throw. When it comes to the beans of the Mishkan, Rashi's going to say that no one threw that because it was too expensive. Rashi's going to say that later in the week. So Rashi's going to say that. Maybe here. Maybe he says it right here. Oh, maybe he says it right here. Ah, we'll get to it in a second. So, by the way, okay, so we're saying Rabba was struggling with this. For Rabbanan Sarv, we long read include the Kibishon Kadam. We don't say that. Avalamayla mi asara, divya kol pater. Everyone knows you're pater. Ude kuliyama loyal finan zurek mi motion. You can't compare throwing to handing over, says Rashi, because handing over. No, throwing is also. But the answer is you don't throw certain things because it's too expensive. So Rashi says. Look at the second Rashi here. Deilu motion Rishus Yachid Rishus Yachid. There Rishus Rabim. If I pass over something from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid over Rishus Rabim, from my wagon to your wagon, and Rishus Rabim in between, and I'm handing it over to you, right? I feel lemaylo miyud. Even if it's higher than 10 tefachim, kaim olam b'hazorik dechayev. Of course, you chayev. The alaf me agalaf shel midbar. The agalaf the wagons in the midbar. Shemoshitin es hakrushim mizu lazu. They handed the crushim from one wagon to the other wagon. The hain rishus yachid ubenayim rishus rabim. There's rabim in between them. For lo hayizark, you know, son, shal yiskalku. They never throw them. They wanted to get broke. They wanted to break. They never throw them.
But that's a slippery slope because I can't throw diamonds out. I don't have a ball. I throw diamonds instead.
Right. It's a good question. So nobody would throw a diamond. Right, no one's throwing a cell phone even. No one's throwing that.
Exactly.
It's too expensive. Right?
So what do? You need to stop making exceptions.
Right, so only baseball people will throw,
if
and football.
I pass something to you, isn't almost everything over 10 tefachim?
Yes. Yes.
When I pick something off the table.
So passing doesn't have to be. Because the Rashi just said, passing.
Okay. I pick it off this table's higher than 10 tefachim.
Correct. That's right. Minotaur, there's no answer. Correct. Oh, Dilma, or maybe. Lamai Lamiyud, Pligi. Maybe over 10 tefachim they're arguing. Oh, Papaligi. Rabbi Kiva Savi Alfin and Zorik with Moshe. You can learn Zorik from Moshe, even though they would never throw expensive things. You can still learn it. Umarsa, and therefore if you throw baseball, which is something you would throw, you'd be chayiv. Rabban and Savi, Loy Alfin and Zorik with Moshe. Avalamat Lamiyah Debriakal chayiv. My time, right? So my time, I'm reading Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya. My time, what's the reason for all this? I'm reading Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya. So the kasha is, Rabbo had a suffix about this issue. And now he's so quick to say that our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Kiva Kluta. He had a whole kasha, what the parameters of Kluta are. He had a whole kasha about it. Hello kasha. But what do you mean? After he had the question, he answered it. He resolved it. He had a kasha, and then he resolved it. What's the big deal? Okay?
So what's the
Rabbi Akiva, Kluta Kibisha Hun Chadamya. This is a question. This is a question. So now, Savar Rabbi Akiva, Klut Kibisha Hun Chadamya. You want to tell me Rabbi Akiva holds that? Dilma, maybe, Hanacha Hu Dilo Boy. He doesn't require a Hanacha. Ha Akira Boy. He still requires an Akira. Rugarashi, second skinny line. Midikarni Rabbi Akiva Machayev, Aval Akira Boy Meal Gavi Makam Dalit. You still have to pick it up from a Makam Dalit Al Dalit. And what'd you pick it up from? From your hand. That's not a makam dalet al dalet. You want to tell me you don't require a hanacha on a makam dalet al dalet? Because of kluta, the akira has got to be from makam dalet al dalet, and it's not. It's from your hand. So back to square one. Rabbi Akiva cannot be the author of our Mishnah because our Mishnah said it went from hand to hand. Even if you want to tell me the hand it goes to doesn't require, the hand it comes from requires dalet al dalet. That for sure requires. Why does that for sure require?
Wait, aren't we talking about the Zrika here?
No, we're talking about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, you hand it over from the Ani to the Balabais, or from the Balabais to the Ani, from the hand to the hand. Hand's not a Makam Dalet Al Dalet, and you need a Makam Dalet Al Dalet. Why do you need a Makam Dalet Al Dalet? We don't really know why, but you need it. Well, right? So we answered, no, it's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need a Makam Dalet Al Dalet, because of Kluta. That led into a whole tangent about Kluta and all above 10 tefachim, below 10 tefachim, whether Rabba holds. The answer is Rabba holds, it's fine. Rabba had no suffix about it.
So why can't it be Rabbi Akiva?
It can't be Rabbi Akiva because according to Rabbi Akiva, the Akira has to be from a Makam Dalet Al Dalet, and it's not. It's from his hand.
Dalet Al Dalet, we need for for a different reason. Because otherwise, let's say I'm at the door.
Yeah.
Take it and just drop it like that.
Right.
I didn't go anywhere. There's no movement here.
Doesn't matter.
I'm so high.
It doesn't matter. All you have to do is cross the line of Rishus
Yachid. That's a da'a badal. Now you're getting an anti.
But the muckle, you have to have a hanacha somewhere.
Bro, but the hanacha is my hand.
So that's not considered good. You want to tell me Rabbi Akiva holds it is good?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now the Akiva is no good. Now the Akiva is no good.
The Akiva is from his hand.
Yes, it is.
Where the guy is standing, exactly.
Aval mi Akira, I'm reading Rashi, meaning the Heliger Rashi. Aval Akira me agav boy me agave makom dalad. Mi delo katani Rabbi Akiva mechayev shtayim, nachayev twice. Achas mishum hatza, vachas mishum hachnasa. You nachayev twice. According to remember I said maybe chayev twice. You nachayev twice. Why you nachayev twice? Because no Akira. So if you nachayev twice, there's no Akira. You require Akira makom dalad and you don't have it. And therefore, we're back to square one. Don't worry. Tosfos takes issue with Rashi over here. We're running out of time.
Dal is the problem. Yes.
I understand that.
It shouldn't be Dal by Dal. It should be Mukum or Mukum.
So look at Tosfos. We have to do this Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. It's the first wide line of Tosfos. It's the first wide line of Tosfos. Vikasha. Dilma. Ha delo mechayev beis. You know how Rabbi Akiva says you're not chayev twice? You know why Rabbi Akiva is not chayev twice? Not because of this issue with Akira. That's not the reason. Mishum delo mechayev a tolda, makom av. It's a tolda and an av together. You never chayev twice for that. What's the tolda? Hachnas is a tolda. Hotzah is an av malacha. You're doing two malachas. What two malachas are you doing? In and out. That's one malacha. It's a tolda and an av. You only chayev once for that. That's the reason you chayev once. Not because of kluta issues and so kluta and Akira. Now forget all that. That's what Tosas asks. Va'od, the Besamach Amar Behuda, Mechayev Hayer Rebbe Beis, Afagaf, the Tony Stam, Rebbe Mechayev. Just because it says Mechayev once, it could mean twice too. Just because it says Mechayev Chayev, it could mean twice also. Tosas, but he's so busy with that, right? Hachanam, you're Rebbe Akiva, Menol is the law Mechayev Shtayim, maybe because Rebbe Akiva, you are Chayev twice. Why didn't it say it? Why does it have to say it? Chayev means Chayev. Chayev twice, Chayev twice. The Nero Lefarish, the Parech HaKira, Boy, the Alfina Mimishkan, Shayim notlin mi tevasan shayim ben arba larba. They would pick it up from the table. That was 4x4. V'nosin liyad osi hamalacha. And they would hand it off to the guy who's busy on the truck, busy on the wagon, storing all the kalim. Right? Ulufi mashet prashti ler to dashina mal yetsish mukomo osinami shaper de bakira mairi. Just like I said before about the kli, because we don't get them on, you got to pick up something, and you didn't pick it up.
But that's not what the problem was on Hatzah is going with the wagons.
Right. So now we
not taking
right, 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 right. We made a new din.
Constructing.
You're right. We made a new din. You have to have makom dalad al dalad. Where's the makom dalad al dalad? Says Rabba. No, Rabbi Akiva holds you don't need a makom dalad al dalad because it's kluta, it's stuck in the air. But if it's stuck in the air, you chayev twice. Right.
What do you mean chayev twice? You chayev because it went from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabban to Rishus Rabban to Rishus Yachid.
Exactly. Right. And no one said that. But, so first of all, Tosfos, that's not the reason. We could have just said Yechayev, and it means twice. Says Tosfos, you see from the Mishkan that you had to pick it up from a real place, not from your hand. So the guy was walking Friday afternoon, in his hand, it's not a real place. Shabbos comes, he goes to the Oni, he goes to the Balabai, no, here, take this, whatever, pick up, you know, whatever it is. Put some apples in my basket, I'm hungry. That's not an Akira. And therefore you can't be Chayev.
So one second, if you have a rishus in the middle, that's only two tefachim.
Yeah.
You have a rishus harabim. You're in rishus, right? It could be rishus harabim to rishus yachid, rishus yachid to rishus harabim. Right. So I'm in a rishus harabim. In the middle is Joe's alleyway.
Right.
It's only two tefachim instead of dalad. And I pass something over.
Right.
That's too small.
Right. It's too small.
If the rishus hayachid is in the middle, if it's too small.
Minatora. There's nothing wrong with that. According to the rabban, there's nothing wrong with that ever. Only Rabbi Akiva said it's something wrong with it because of kluta. So if you pass it over, there is no kluta. So at the end of the day, what are we up to? Rabbi Akiva cannot be the author of our Mishnah. Because for whatever reason, Rashi tells us, you require a makom han Akira of dalad al dalad, and your hand is certainly not that. There's no, you can't rely on anything, no kluta to rely on. You're stuck. What do? We don't. He can't be the author of a Mishnah, which is why Elam Rav Yosef, Hamani Rebbe he. It's Rebbe, another Chitana, another way to figure this out. How this makes sense. Good. So we'll, good enough. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Welcome back to the show.